Hey friends, what's going on? Chris Guillebeau here, your host. Let's go to Miami today. At least let's hear from someone in Miami. We actually have a lot of listeners in South Florida. Shout out everybody down there. Thanks for being part of the community. And of course, we got people everywhere. It's what I love about making this podcast, hearing stories, sharing tips, ideas, just trying to encourage you in your side hustle journey, whatever stage you're in, whether you're building a growing small business, whether you just have an idea, whether you're just trying to figure out how can I make some extra money. Well, every single day we make this show for you. And today we're going to hear from Daniela. She's going to share her journey very briefly. I mean, it's a quick journey, but we're going to get to a question. That's the whole point. Her journey of blending high-intensity interval training, also known as HIIT. You ever taken a HIIT class? I love HIIT. It kind of wears me out, but it is fun once in a while. She's got HIIT class with the vibrant moves of Latin dance. Sounds fun to me. Creating a workout that's not just effective, but irresistibly fun. And she's ready to expand. That's the key point. She wants to expand her Miami workout method. Discover the steps to making your passion project a global sensation, or at least a sensation, or at least something that makes money. That's the point, right? All right. Detailed question from her and my answer coming up after this quick shout out to our sponsor.
Hey, Side Hustle School. This is Daniela from Miami, a personal trainer with a passion for dance. Over the past year, I've developed a unique workout program that blends high-intensity interval training, HIIT, with Latin dance moves, which has been a huge hit with my clients. Seeing their enthusiasm and the results they're getting, I'm inspired to share this program with a wider audience online. What steps should I take to package and sell my workout program? And how can I leverage social media or other platforms to build a community around this innovative fitness approach?
All right, so the challenge here is the workout works really well in person. This is a more difficult thing to take online. Now, obviously, people have done that in different ways, companies, brands, gyms, studios, individuals. But it might be best to focus on building your platform and your profile and your brand before you think too much about how to productize. I almost think that is the first step rather than thinking about how to package it into the form of a program. Like you could make this into some kind of, it's not really an online course, it's a workout, but just conceptually in terms of how you package the content and such, you could use a platform like Vimeo or Wistia for the videos and then something like Thinkific for the quote-unquote course. But I just think that using Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, platforms like that, it could be some others as well, BeReal, maybe something new that's coming out. I think that's going to bring you more opportunities over time, which might include at a certain point, like taking this to a national audience or taking it online. But overall, visibility is the number one goal. And as part of that, you can absolutely collaborate and cross-promote with people, share testimonials, success stories, and so on. Just remember that most people will want to experience it in person. And fortunately, being in Miami, that's a big enough market. And you can start working with other studios. Potentially, then you think about, okay, what can I do to nationalize or otherwise productize it in the way that we started the conversation? So that's my recommendation. Obviously, take or leave it as you see fit. I think building visibility is more important than productizing or packaging the program in this case. Daniela, I respect the hustle and your passion. Let us know how it goes. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're up to, what you're working on. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. That's all for today. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.